Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 7, Text 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. There is no verse on the board because again it is some poet, but I will read the translation and also the word for word meanings. Ijesa bhagavatam kyana kratu rupam kratu biru chavacha shradaya rittakani otra darsha punam asa satumasya pasu somananam prakriti frikti bi anusavanam satu hotra vidina. The word for word translation. Please repeat. Ijay, worshipped. Ja, also. Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yanya, kraturupam, having the form of sacrifices, without animals and sacrifices with animals. And sacrifice without animals. Kratubi, by such sacrifices. Uchevajaha, very great and very small. And now I have a problem with my computer and I ask, please give it back. You know how that goes. Okay, I have to start all over again. Sorry, to let you wait. But that's the technique. Okay. We were here. Shraddha. Okay, Shraddha. With faith. Arita. Being performed. Agnihotra. Of the Agnihotra Yakya. Darsha, of the Darsha Yakya. Purnamasa, of the Purnamasa Yakya. Satyamasya, of the Satyamasya Yakya. Pasusomanam, of the Yakya with animals. And the Yakya with Somarasa. Prakriti, by full performances. Vikriti B, and by partial performances. Anusavanam, almost always. Satyuhotra Vidina, by the regulative principles of sacrifice directed by four kinds of priests. The translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. With great faith, King Bharata performed various kinds of sacrifices. He performed the sacrifices known as Agnihotra, Darsha, Purnamas, Chaturmasya, Pasu Yakya, wherein a horse is sacrificed, and Soma Yakya, wherein a kind of beverage is offered. Sometimes these sacrifices were performed completely and sometimes partially. In any case, in all the sacrifices, the regulations of Satyuhotra were strictly followed. In this way, Bharata Maharaj worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, purported by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Animals like hawks and cows were offered in the sacrifice to test the proper execution of the sacrifice. Otherwise, there was no purpose in killing the animal. Actually, the animal was offered in the sacrifice fire to get a rejuvenated life. Generally, an old animal was sacrificed in the fire, and it would come out again in a youthful body. Some of the rituals, however, did not require animal sacrifice. In the present age, animal sacrifice are forbidden, as stated in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Asvamedam kavalabham sanya sampala patrikam devarena sutopatim kalopansya vivaryayet. The translation is as follows. In this age of Kali, 5 acts are forbidden. The offering of a horse in sacrifice, the offering of a cow in sacrifice, the acceptance of the order of sannyas, the offering of oblations of flesh to the forefathers, and a man's begetting children in his brother's wife. This is the end of the translation, and it is from Chaitanya Adi Lila, 1764. Such sacrifices are impossible in this age due to the scarcity of expert brahmanas or ritvya, who are able to take the responsibility. In the absence of this, the Sankirtan Yajna is recommended. Yanya Sankirtan Prayer Yayanti Hi Samuhasa, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. After all sacrifices are executed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janartha Karma, such activities should be carried out for the Supreme Lord's pleasure. In this age of Kali, the Supreme Lord in his incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be worshipped with his associates by performance of Sankirtan Yajna, the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This process is accepted by the intelligent man, Kyanai Sankirtan Prayar, Yayantihi Samudesaha. The word Samudesaha refers to intelligent man who possess very good brain substance. Jai. Om Akhanati Murandasya Yanyanyana Salakaya Saksur Militam Jinatasma Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Shamatalokanat Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Jam Dadati Swapadantikam Svayam Rupa Sadama Jam Dadantikam Sadachala Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadiko Rabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today we are speaking about all kinds of yakyas. There are many yakyas here in the translation and in the word-for-word translation, but I never have heard of. And I don't know if you all know the different yakyas. Horse yakyas we have heard of, and Satu Marsha is also something what is mentioned here. But I like to speak today a little bit about the Sankirtan yakya, because that is more, I think, relevant for us now. Sankirtan Yajna means Sankirtan to glorifying the holy name, and especially the Maha Mantra is given in this Kali Yuga. We are now in the Iron Age, and Iron Age means the last age of this whole different yugas. We had the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, and now we have Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga means the iron time. That means that everything is going very fast and we are very short living. In other yakyas, we could become very, very old and still look very nice and very young. But in Kali Yuga, we are still maybe young, but we are looking older. In Kali Yuga, everything is very much degraded, and our body is also going degraded very fast. You are all very young, and you don't notice it so much, But I speak a little bit from experience, and I notice it very well, that when you become older, some parts of the body are not functioning so properly anymore and give you sometimes a hard time. But okay, we don't complain. We have to work with the machine we have gotten from this material energy, and we have to work with it the best we can. I lost all my notes now, thus I think it becomes a spontaneous class. When I was just a few months ago in Russia, the devotees were asking, Mataji, Mataji, can you give class? And they asked it 2 minutes before. And I was thinking, oh no, I cannot do that. And she just spontaneous. And I was thinking, oh my God. Okay, now yeah, we keep the purport from Srila Prabhupada, and then something spontaneous maybe comes out. Here Srila Prabhupada immediately is already explaining in different yukas, and when they sacrifices were going on, they were using animals. But then we have to explain that to special also to the guest. These animals were used, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioned here in the purport, they were especially old animals. There's not a young calf or a young pig or a little chicken, or because that is taste nice. No, the animals were old and they were not sacrificed for eating. Let me understand that very properly. After the sacrifice was done, the animal got a youthful body. And that was because they were qualified brahmanas who were chanting the mantras properly. And they could do that. They had so much power and so much devotion that they could give the animal a younger body. But nowadays, it is completely different. The animals are going to the slaughterhouses, and not for offering on the sacrifice for God, but for the sacrifice of the tongue of the human being. And that's actually very sad. I never was in a slaughterhouse myself, and I hope you never go there. But people are saying, when you go there, you immediately become a vegetarian. Dus when you want to become a vegetarian, maybe this is an option to go to the slaughterhouse and see what they are doing there with the animals. Because also the animals are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are also his children. They have a different body like us, but they are also Krishna's part and parcels. And Krishna is explaining that in the Bhagavad Gita and in different scriptures many times, that we are not only human beings who are supposed to be God's part and parcel, also the animals are his part and parcels. And here, Srila Prabhupada, in this age, in Kali Yuga, 5 acts are forbidden. And we can understand that before this iron age start, these things were allowed. And first he is mentioning the offering of a horse. The horse was specially offered to a certain purpose. He has to go around and have to conquer different countries to offer later on to the king. But nowadays, the horse is offered and also people eating it. And not only that, they also use the horse to gambling with their money and put some money on a certain kind of number of the horse and hope that they get a lot of money. It's also very sinful. And now Srila Prabhupada also, it is mentioned here, the offering of a cow in the sacrifice. Haribo. The offering of a cow in the sacrifice is also not allowed anymore. And what Srila Prabhupada was explaining before also the cow got a younger body and was completely rejuvenated after the sacrifice. The cow is our mother. Many times people in the guided tour are asking, Is the cow in your religion also holy? And I explained to them, not only in our religion and our philosophy or science, but actually in all religions, the cow is actually holy. Because we say mother cow, the cow is our mother and the bull is our father. But people don't know anymore. And they are completely surprised. Yesterday I had a guided tour with 8 people. Immediately after the slideshow, one lady put her finger. I said, do you have to ask something about the slides? She said, yes. And with her finger like this, she said, is my God the same as yours? And I was thinking, oh. Here we go again. And I said, yes. Because there is only one God. She said, that's what you're saying. I said, no. All the scriptures are explaining that there is only one God. She said, I'm so happy to know that. And also to realize that. No matter what kind of religion you are follow, with all respect, but there is only one God. Maybe you are not happy with that, but I cannot change God's plan. And Nancy said, do you have also a Bible? And I said, yes, but we call it a little different. We don't say Bible, but we say the Vedic scriptures, the Vedic geschriften. And she said, do you have the Old Testament? I was thinking, oh my God, she will hang me. And I said, we have very old testaments because the scriptures are very, very old. Much older, actually, than the Bible. But after, when we continue in the tour, maybe you start understanding a little more. Because now you are a little new and you are confronted with new things. And that gives you all these questions. But it will come up later. How much, actually, we can relate to one and another. And there is much more that I can tell you. But please let me continue the guided tour. This we went to the guided tour. And later on, okay, I was in the temple room and she was a little disturbed to see the deities. And I was thinking, oh, yeah. I can relate to that and I can understand, but I will not ask questions in the temple room. I will do that later on in Prabhupada's room, because then I can explain a little bit more openly and that the deities are actually not different from God. A few days ago, one lady said, I don't believe in God, but I'm believing in the absolute truth. She said, that's fantastic. Do you know actually that the absolute truth is God? She looked at me. She said, I see it different. I said, that's okay. She said, but in the scriptures it is explained that the absolute truth is God. And we call him Krishna because that's the most important name for us in our scriptures. But it doesn't matter. When you believe in the absolute truth, can you please explain me what it means for you? What is the absolute truth? She said, that is nature. God is in nature. She said, when God is in nature, he is also in the air. He is also in the earth. He is in all directions. And she has to think about a little bit about that. But many times, the people are very receptive and very open. But sometimes when we have some groups who are a little older, and especially I have the experience with a Christian background, they have a little difficulty that Krishna is God. But after all, okay, in the boutique they got a cookie, they got Mahaprasadam, and here in the temple room I was singing with them, and I was trying to inspire them to sing the holy name, because that is the Sankirtan for especially this age. Alors Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came specially 500 years ago to give us the holy name and to purify us actually from our sinful life, what we did before we came in contact with Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extremely merciful that he came himself to give the holy name and to chant Hare Krishna, because we cannot do the sacrifice, what Srila Prabhupada was explaining. We cannot take sannyas, he was explaining. We cannot beget children in the wife of my brother, for example. It's not allowed, that we know that in other yugas that was allowed, because people were living such a pure life that there was no harm when the husband agreed, when he was not able to give his wife a child, he asked his brother to help him out. Because for a husband, it is very important to give his wife a child, because that's the purpose of marriage life. That's the responsibility of the husband. And when it is not possible, in other yugas, you could ask your brother. In Kali Yuga, that's not allowed. This, when it is not possible, then we have to maybe find other ways of have to accept that it is not in this time, not for me. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave the Sankirtan Yagya, and we can easily relate to that, because we all came because of chanting Hare Krishna. And many times people are laughing and thinking this is a new religion, but that's not the situation. We are chanting Hare Krishna, and they call us the Hare Krishnas, but actually we are Vaishnavas. And Vaishnavas means that we are chanting Hare Krishna, because that is specially mentioned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This morning, a few devotees were not here, and I like to read again what we got this morning. I was very happy to hear that. The paper is still there. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada, of in the Srinamamrita, and it is a book what we are reading every morning, a little part, the name, the religion of this age, the holy name. Chanting of the holy name eradicates envy, and this can bring real peace, unity, and fraternity to human society. I will read it again. Chanting of the holy name eradicates envy, and this can bring real peace, unity, and fraternity to human society. The translation. When one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes non-envious. In this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. But by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and devoid of material hankering. Because of our envy for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have become envious of all other living entities. When we are no longer envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be a real peace, unity, and fraternity in human society. Without Narayana or Sankirtan Yagya, there cannot be peace in this material world. I never thought in my life that envy was related to killing. And I was explaining, I was reading also in Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Prabhupada said, by killing an animal means that you are envious on this animal. And I was thinking, okay, I have killed in my life some little animals, very small. At least I haven't killed even a cat or a dog or a cow. And I was thinking, when I was asked to do it myself, I should never have done that. But killing means envy. And sometimes it happens that by accident we kill a little animal in the garden or whatever. And the devotee is always chanting Hare Krishna. I remember a lecture of Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He was asked in New Vrindavan to work in the garden. And he was working, trying to work in the garden. But he had such a high realization about killing that he was on his knees and looking very carefully in the garden if there was no little ant or other little animal what he was going maybe to kill. After one day of working in the garden, the devotees were annoyed with him because he was doing only a little piece of the garden, really a little piece. And they were thinking, this guy is useless. But finally, they explained to him that he has to work in the garden. And the garden is from Krishna. And when he kills sometimes by accident an animal, he can just chant Hare Krishna. That doesn't mean that we are doing it by purpose. But sometimes by accident that happens, because otherwise we cannot function. Even when I go from the temple room to my apartment, I kill maybe an animal or a little ant or a little other animal that is just passing by and I don't notice it because my glasses are not always there. Then if we chant Hare Krishna at least. And how more we chant Hare Krishna, desto the better. In Kali Yuga, the Sankirtan is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we can be extremely grateful that we are actually pulled out of this material world from our sinful activities, and that we are allowed to chant Hare Krishna. Because it is not an ordinary thing to chant Hare Krishna. Because it is extremely special. Because when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we are begging actually the Lord to take us back as his eternal servant. And that's not a simple thing, because so many lifetimes we have forgotten him. And we were doing our thing, and we were living our life, and maybe we were still a little religious, sometimes a little more than others. When we need him, we really were running to the temple or to the church, and we are praying. But when everything goes nicely, okay, we forget God. But in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the holy name to approach him very directly. Very directly. And we can ask him very humble to put us back in our original position as a humble servant of the servant of the servant. Because we got the holy name from somebody else. We didn't make the holy name ourselves, or we found in the Bhagavad Gita immediately what we have to do. No, we got the books and we got the contact with the devotee, and the devotee was telling us, please chant Hare Krishna. And we all can relate to that. We all were in contact with a devotee who gave us a book or a pamphlet of a little card of something else, or just was asking us, please chant Hare Krishna, when we were hopeless. A few years ago, I got a new member, and I got contact with this person by mail. He was a butcher. I didn't know. And of course, I sent him the holy name, and I was answering a few questions what he was putting in his letter. And of course, very happily, I make him a member of Radha Des. I was thinking, wow, this is very special. Because a butcher is killing so many animals every day. His hands are always with blood. Blood? Blood? Oof. He became a member of Radha Desh. And after some correspondence of months with him, his wife became a vegetarian. He was not so happy with that. He said, "Don't tell the customers." I sent her a little cookbook. And she started cooking in their home. And the butcher sometimes ate also vegetarian food. And he likes it very much. But he said, "I told my wife, don't tell the customers because then we can close the shop. And that's not so good as our maintenance." And then after a few months later, after he was vegetarian, I still asked him in my letters, "Please chant Hare Krishna, that would be so nice. It doesn't matter if you are a Catholic or a Protestant or a Muslim or whatever. Just chant Hare Krishna next to all your other prayers, what you are doing every day. But don't forget to chant Hare Krishna. Maybe once a day, that's already very nice." He did so. Then a few months later, he asked me to send me the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. But he said, "I don't want the set at once. Can you send me every month one book and I will pay for?" That was really nice. I was in ecstasy. Then, wow, now even he's reading Srila Prabhupada, start reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada will do the rest. You know, I sent him a Bhagavad Gita. 1 month later, the first canto, second canto, third canto, fourth canto. And it was after 1 year. I didn't hear anything anymore because he was missing, yes, canto, the 12th part of the Dutchy book, a Krishna book. And I was thinking, what's going on with him? He's so quiet. Yes, I wrote him a letter. "What about your last canto? You almost have the whole set." And he said, "Oh, Mother Rupa Manjari, I'm a little difficulty. I'm in a divorce and I have to give up my shop. But I bought already another butcher shop." I said, "Don't do that. Start a vegetarian restaurant. That will be nice." He said, "My wife knows how to cook, but I don't know. This, I'm a butcher and I stay a butcher for the rest of my life." And I said, "Okay." But 2 weeks later, he came to Radha Desh. Some of the devotees told the man, he was asking, "Where is Rupa Manjari living? Because I have to talk to her." And I was thinking, uh-oh. Knocking on my door, the devotees sent him to my place. "And Mataji, this person with this lady want to talk to you." And I didn't know who it was. I said, "Do I know you?" He said, "Yes, we were corresponding for 1.5 years. I'm the butcher." Oh, welcome. Please come inside. Because you are come to pick up your last book, I think. I said, "Yes. But I now, before I take the last one, I want to see you. Because you are writing all these letters to me and sending me some lectures and sending me that cookbook and everything. But now I want to introduce you to my new friend." And I asked her immediately, "Are you a vegetarian?" She said, "No, not yet." He gave me a hand, and I was a little bit hesitating, because when you can easily kill so many animals every day, and your hands are constantly in the butchery cutting the flesh for people who buy it, that is not because he wants to do it. No, he has to have this as a living. And, okay, he went back and we make some tea and we were drinking some tea and I was talking a little bit. And I still try to ask him, "Why you are buying another butchery? Can you please explain that to me? Because you have Srila Prabhupada's book in your house. You have the Bhagavad Gita, the Science of Self-Realization. You have a cookbook. Why you was not starting a restaurant? It would be very nice. So much in goodness." And he said, no, Rupa Manjari, no. Because now I'm more into a Buddhism, and I try to find connections with my Christian Catholic tradition. But he said, still, these books of Srila Prabhupada I will keep for the rest of my life because it is a very nice encyclopedia, but I haven't read it yet. And I said, you have to really start. When you have a little spare time, you have to start to read these books because they are very, very special. He promised me to do so, but that we never know. Sometimes people are coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books and they are standing on the shelf for years. But maybe someone else is passing by the butcher and takes the book. Maybe his son or his daughter, doesn't matter who. The books are preaching by themselves, even without opening them. Prabhupada said, these books are actually deities. When you put them in your house, it's very purifying, you know. And now, next month, the devotees are going out. We're going out regularly, but next month is the marathon, Srila Prabhupada's book marathon, and I take the opportunity to speak a little bit about that. Because we are finding so many people outside who are really looking for the truth, for the absolute truth, but they don't know what is the absolute truth. And the absolute truth is God, Krishna. And we call him Krishna, and there's nothing wrong with that. I explain many times also to people, when they say, for me, God is Jesus Christ. And I explain to them that they gave Jesus the name of Christ, Christus, Christus, because it comes from the Greece. Matthew, yeah? Comes from the Greece. And it was before the name of Krishna was Christos. And Christos means Krishna in our language. But when they make Jesus God, they gave him the name Christus. Jesus Christus. Just they make him God. But Jesus never told people that he was God. He said, through me, you go to the Father. And Krishna is the Father. Sometimes we are also have a son who we mention to the Father. But it doesn't mean that the son is the father. Yeah? And people can a little bit understand these kind of things. Next month, we go out and we distribute books. I'm not going out anymore because I'm a little bit too old. But I stay here and I distribute books. And I will support the Sanctan devotees when they go out. And they can come to me. And I have some books that I like to donate. Bhaktarik, he knows. This when you want to distribute books or when you want to go out, I will give a big box and you can distribute them and give it to people who are really interested. Ask for a small donation because they are all paid already. My dear devotees, I will all inspire you. When you want to go and do Sankirtan or do book distribution and give Srila Prabhupada's mercy to the world, even when you go for 1 hour, it doesn't matter. Everything is fine. Even when you don't go out far, but when you try to distribute the book here in the garden, it's already also very nice. Thank you very much for listening patiently. This was my presentation without my notes because I lost them all. And I hope that you have all a very nice day. And is there any question or comment, please do so. Mataji. That I don't know. I lost her. Because she divorced and then she had never contacted me, this I don't know. But maybe one day she will come here and said, I was married with the butcher. Who knows? Krishna is in charge. Eh? He can send them here easily. We wait for that. We can pray for. We can pray for the wife of the butcher. Very good. Okay, my dear devotees, have a nice day with a nice service. I will close with one nice prayer from my little prayer book. And it's from Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he said, no, this is from Brahma, of Prahlad. My dear Lord, may they have a good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thoughts of Him. One little prayer was from Lord Chaitanya, and I will close that. Lord Chaitanya said, my dear child, continue dancing, chanting, and performing Sankirtan in association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna's name. For this process, you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. Jai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premananda.